And he's Makadosh Shem Shemayim in his death. Both hidden Makadosh Shem Shemayim in his death. The Tanya that says a similar idea as well. So Shnei Minya Avoidahim. There's two types of Avoidah, the Bala Tanya says. There are those people, I can't remember the exact Loshim. But those people that serve Hashem by keeping the mitzvahs and they tzaddikim and they never do anything wrong and they're always getting a draught. And then those people that no matter how hard they try, they get up, they fall, they try, they come to learn, they don't learn, they their whole life's one big struggle. It says about the Tanya, Shtei mini nachas ruach shover lakodesh boruch. Each of those two people are giving the kodesh boruch the exact same nachas. You don't know? You see this guy's a big tzaddik, he never does anything wrong, he's already, he's mamash, you know, he can... whatever, and this other guy, the poor Nebuch, the guy, he just, you know, he's in and out of this place and there, and he's going, yeah, and he eats him in therapy, and the guy's a mess. Shtei mini nachas ruach shovel le boyro ilam. They're each giving Hashem otor nachas ruach. It's the same, similar idea here. We don't know what Hashem's measuring stick is. Okay. We have to try to be tzaddikim, of course, but some of us find it hard. You know? So, Shiva tzaddik, yopul v'kam. Avosena Kadoshim Avram Vyitzak Kitbiu Bonne Yosod Godo. Avram and Yitzchak, our holy fathers, inculcated in us, inherited to us, transferred to us an enormous Yosod. Yodima Husay Hi Mesiris Nefesh. The essence of a Jew is Mesiris Nefesh. Im Zocho Meses Nafshak Yitzchak Vaikidis Atzmai Vrinzoid of Bechayel Hashem Isbarak. If he's like Yitzchak, so he gives over his life to Hashem, what is a life? Ulam gam im uchas v'chile lo zoche lekach, if chas v'chile he doesn't merit that, hu lo yunutuk mishor sheres hazav shel amisol. He's not detached from this golden chain of Jewish tradition. He's still a link in the chain of Jewish destiny. Hu yishchat ka'ayel v'yikadosh es Hashem b'moiso. He'll be shechted like the ayel, and he'll makadosh Hashem Shemayim through his death. Call me Shalev Shomaya Lo. Anybody whose heart, you can still hear his heart. Maven Kitvarim Elo Einem Raya Nois Ba'alma. He understands it's not just nice ideas. They're not nice theories, which, yeah, we said, oh, yeah, it's a nice, you know, nice vort. Nice geschmacka idea, you know. Geschmacka vort. Ah, it is such a gewaldika vort, you know. It's not just a vort. But do achron hirgish v'chave am Yisrael al besore es doire shel shmad. Not 70 years ago, Klal Yisrael felt and lived a generation of destruction. Hayuzedor shevoy nafshech adam yudi ketzvi kail. The blood of a Jew was like the blood of an animal. Ketzvi o kail. Dor shebo hisyachsu yile yudim kebehema is mamash ukoloshen chazal. Ani matires besorchem kailas asode. Klal Yisrael, so much more the Koloshin the Gemara uses there. Ani matires besorchem, I allow you, I free up the goyim to do with your flesh like the rams of the field. Mamish Klal Yisrael, the yidu cheat like mamish behemis kipshutai. They went into cattle cars, mamish. In fact, being a behemah in Germany, you would have been better off. It was much better to be a German shepherd than to be a Jew. Adam el Chomaz Oilam Shnia had the Shah until the Second World War and the Holocaust. Lo nishma kedov azeh betol doisav anoshis. You never heard any human race before. There is nothing like this. And humans have done some pretty bad stuff. Shetakum uma, a nation gets up, v'titye svunim מבני אדם שיתיתו אירס אדם ותעשמם ההילים למנוירס. Then a nation got up and took Jews and took their flesh and made lampshades from them. It was never, we can't even imagine what that looks like. שתרוך ניסיים מבני אדם משלה חיוס מעבודה. To take humans and do human medical experiments on human beings to such a degree. Noir Bayoin. And intelligent people, not just Gestapo people, went along with it. Bayer, the big medical company, was buying all the research and sponsoring the research that was coming from it. Haise Zusham Yuchedesh Okiris Hashem Kaelis Asodin. It was a unique moment in Jewish history. Unheard of. Unheard of barbarism. Unheard of events. Klal Yisrael, it was a unique moment of Klal Yisrael being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Ke'elis HaSodeh. HaShoah Yisrael Ahitgashmus Shel Shechitas Ha'ayel B'Maisa Kedah. The Shoah was the expression of that moment of the Shechitas Ha'ayel at the Maisa Kedah. HaMasrofos V'Tayagazim Hayu HaMizbayach Shel Avram Avinu. The ovens and the gas chambers were the Mizbayach of Avram Avinu. Sham Na'atu V'Nishchotu Ravovos. On that Mizbayach were bound and murdered multitudes. Rabbeis Yehudim, Kabbonis Shenizrach Domim V'Hukturu Avreim Al Gabeim Mizbayach. Their blood was sprinkled, and the Amorim were dedicated on the Mizbeach. Ka'ele Kalila Hashem, offering to Hashem. Alaposuk v'yareach Hashem ezreach hanichoyach. Forshim Chazal hareach nichoyach doire shel shmad. If you think he's making this up, this is a midrash. It's a midrash. This Reach Nichoyach of Hashem, what's that talking about? Doire Shel Shmad. Now obviously this needs understanding. Hashem's some kind of a, you know, like our dysfunctional father, what art in heaven, you know? You know, he gets Reach Nichoyach from Holocaust, you know? He gets pleasure from watching Auschwitz, you know? We have to understand what's this Midrash saying? Reach Nichoyach ze doire shel shmad. You know, the Reach Nichoyach is not Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. Auschwitz, that's the Reach Nichoyach of Hashem. Hashem's not some kind of some perverted, you know, barbaric sadist who loves watching people suffering. That's his real pleasure. What's pshat? Hard midrash. Reach Nichoyach doire shel shmad. Yudim Rabim Shadlais Zman Ayu Nechozin Bezvach Bekoneim. The Jews, many Jews, until that moment had been completely caught up, their horns caught up in the thorn bush of Goyishkeit. Kyudur, Keren Baal HaChaim, Asamele says Gavosom. We know that the horns of an animal represent Gaiva. The pride of a Yid, the pride of a Yid is his, is of an animal is his horns. And where does he express his gaiva in his relationship with the Umas Oilam? And they gave up their Jewish pride, and where did they express it? In being proud Germans. We were very proud to be Germans. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a ruler, not a sweet guy. And he brought them back to his Ava. Jews that for three generations had abandoned the Yiddishkeit. They were pursued and sought out and dragged out of their bunkers. And they dragged Jews out of their historical, have nothing to do with Judaism, and they found them and pinpointed them and were makriv them on the Mizbeach in front of Hashem. Requires a lot of work on our part. We've been taught the Holocaust very differently. Whatever you learnt about the Holocaust, if you didn't learn about it with correct Torah scoffers, you've learnt about it incorrectly. One has to take one's, same as marriage. Before you get married Jewish, you've got to get rid of all your, you know, all the Goyisha concepts of marriage, you've got to get out of your head before you can go ahead and build a Jewish marriage. The Jewish marriage and what we've been taught marriage has nothing to do with each other, nothing posh, nothing in common. Nothing. The same year, we've been taught the Holocaust in a certain way, and it's very inbred and it's very in-depth. It's very hard to hear the Torah Sashkof on the Holocaust. Very hard to hear. All the shitters. We've put on the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda Miller on the other extreme, this approach, which is more in the middle, not kashe for us to absorb it. But in order to understand Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'avu, you have to understand this and understand it with Hashkafa Satori. What does the Torah say about the Holocaust? If you want to know what the Torah's view is on anything, you have to look in the Torah. I think that's obvious, no? You can't find out what the Torah's view on something is by looking in the New York Times. You've got to find out what the Torah's view on something is, you've got to look in the Torah. In order to just make real these ideas, one of the stories that happened in the show. In one of the concentration camps was an assimilated Jew, about 70 years old. It was towards the end of the Second World War. This broken, decrepit Jew, can you imagine at the end of the war, he was in a concentration camp, what he must have looked like, walking around and saying, it's all my fault, it's all my fault. People tried without any success to try and explain, what are you talking about? Ma, calm down, you're beset, it's not your fault. What do you mean, it's your fault? He wouldn't say a word, he was too embarrassed to talk. Lebesof etzliach echad ma'asiri ha'machana ledoive v'sayudi v'ko hu m'saper. Eventually, one of the guys managed to persuade him to tell his story. Hakol ba'ashmati, he said, it's all my fault. Lo shamati b'koyle shel imi lifnei 50 shana. I didn't listen to my mother 50 years ago when I was 20 years old. I didn't listen to my mother. Lifnei 50 shana, hitchanona imi lefonai shelo iso goya le'isha. My mother came to me 50 years ago and begged me, whatever you do, don't take a goy for a wife. Don't marry out. Kashavti az la'atzmi. What does she understand? My old mother from the primitive dinosaur mother, what does she understand? I didn't listen to it. I married a German woman. Fräulein. Wonderful life. And he raised a beautiful family. Children, grandchildren. One day my family, my wonderful, beautiful family gathered together and they said to me, Kacha, Abba, ata Yehudi. And you have nothing to do with us. We don't have any relationship with you. You have to go with all the other Jews. They're busy rounding up all the other Jews. Ata Olechim, the Jews. It wasn't enough to just tell us. To tell me what they thought of me. Ele his giro tile da Gestapo. They handed him over to the Gestapo. Habonim sheli. Atzomi vebesori his giro yoti. The flesh of my blood, my sons, my own children. Ishti sheli his giro ti. She, my wife. Kol zuhu bashmati, and it's all my fault. Kol bashmati ima skine yitiva elayivin. My old Safdabo mother, she understood much better than me. I should have listened to her, not married that shiksa. That's exactly what we learned. When the Rishus, when Hashem gives permission to the Umas Oilam to bring Klal Yisrael back, to arouse the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hem Yeshiva Afilu Sayyudi Akron. Rebuild the Yidach Memeni Yidach. The last year, no one's going to be exceptions. Kuvishenema Gam Im Yen Lidocha Bekatsa Shamayim. Misham Yiketzach Ashram Alakecha. Even if you're at the ends of the heavens, you've gone so far away, you're at the ends of the heavens. The Katzeh Shemaim, how far is the Kitzeh Shemaim? How far is the end of the heavens? You ever laid on your back once looking at the sky, wondering where it ends? Come on, everyone's done that. No? You're on the beach, whatever, and but it can't. There must be something beyond it, beyond it. Even if you go to the Katzeh Shemaim, Hashem says, I'll bring you back from there, don't worry. Every year it's coming home.
Did the Gestapo not take the children of a German mother and a Jewish father?
Even a Jew whose great-grandfather was a Jew, and since there was nothing Jewish, they took him as well.
Saying so, his children handed him in, but what about them?
What about them? Because they handed him in, they got off. Yeah? Yeah? That's how they did it.
Did they take German women who'd married Jewish men?
No. If they handed in the husbands. If they caught the husband and the wife together, hiding out in a bunker or whatever, why don't they took them together? But if the German wife handed over the Jewish husband to the Gestapo, she was a heroine. She was left alone. But if they try to hide away and they try to get away from it, whatever, they didn't. The Nazis slipped them in. Had these kids not gone along and said, "Yinei Abba Kachoto," and they found them protecting them, there's plenty of stories like that. As it's a Pelezach, even this Jew, this assimilated Jew, because an assimilated Jew is very little hope for him. If he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't come back at somebody tshuva, he dies assimilated, we know he's not buried in a Jewish cemetery. It's not a pleasant thing. The assimilation is marrying out, it's a frightening thing. And it's very common to go. I don't know too many families that don't have at least one member of the family somewhere along the line, like Mon and Mitzlan, that they know was, Elopashut Bichlau. And if he doesn't do tshuva, he's lost. She's lost. Even that yid, and yeshivu lehakriv al hamizbech, even he was brought back. Lehishchat ka'ayel, he was brought down and he was mekadosh shem shemayim on the mizbech. Lamarot she'eni yodei me'umen miyadutoi, he knew nothing about his Judaism. He was 20 years old, he married a shiksa, he raised a family, he was a sabah already, and suddenly now he's dying as kiddushim because he's Jewish. He doesn't know he's getting killed. What did I do wrong? I'm Jewish, I was a good German citizen. He might have even fought in the First World War for the Germans and risked his life and lost his leg. Yeah, he's a German hero. He doesn't even know why he's getting killed. He doesn't know why his German family suddenly just abandoned him like that. Killed like a behemoth in the slaughterhouse. Avavot, Yiskeli Karev Lafana El Hashem Yisparach. He was zeichet to be mikarev to Hashem. The Kaddish is Hashem b'moisoi. The mois biglal Yusiyudi. Likra Kodesh. He died because he was Jewish. They killed him for no other reason. He was Jewish. He was a thief. He was an unfaithful citizen. He was purely. It was one of the most amazing things of the Holocaust. There was never, to the best of my knowledge, a nation that took its own citizens, harmless citizens, and slaughtered them. There were times where within the city, in a country, you have a rebellion. You have a certain group who are rebelling against the kingship. There's an overthrow. Fine, they killed it. But to take harmless men, women, and children of your own citizens, of your country, and to slaughter them, why? For what reason? They were a threat to the country. These kids were going to rise up and that's one of you see. It's a law move on. Taxpaying, honest, successful citizens of a country. Where did anybody get up and start murdering them? Why would you? You're destroying your own country. Because that's what Hashem decided has to happen. Avram, Avram. The Malach turned around to Hashem to Avram bin Hashemayim. Yikra lav Malach Hashem Hashemayim. He called him from the Shemayim. Don't know what that means. And he said, Avram, Avram. And he said, Hineini. V'yema al tishlach yod kelanar. Don't send forth your hand to the youth. V'altas lomo umma. Don't do anything. Why did you say to him, don't do anything? Why did you say, don't put out your hand and don't do anything? No? It's a question? I'm just asking questions. I'm only answering. If I want you to do anything, including not doing anything, is don't reach out your hand to him. So just tell me, don't do anything. No, don't reach out your hand to him and don't do anything. Does Malach never learn Gemara? He didn't know we don't waste words. Avram, just call Avram. What's the repetition for? Okay.
He was wrapped up in the moment. Couldn't even hear.
Yeah, that's one shot, not to give him a fright. The other shot is because
it's a Lashon Ahava as well, Moshe.
Yeah. The Nachomron, I think one of the Rishonim says it on the spot in Achinami. There's a deeper pshat, and that is there's two Avrams in the world.
Yeah.
There's Avram here, and there's Avram, the Semel of Avram at the Shoresh of his Neshama. And he was letting him know that you finally look like you're supposed to. Avram up here looks exactly the same as Avram down there, the same by Moshe. Okay. Yeah. Rabboseinu Dosh is Kefal Aloshen. Chazal dash now this kefal aloshen al tishlach yodcho elanar va'al tas lo mu'uma.
So wanted to give him a little nick.
Obviously screaming for a pshat. Va'ifan abo. V'yoyman al tishlach yodcho v'sakin heichin hoyo. Where was the knife? Nosru shalosh damos mimalachi asharis v'sichas hasakin. Where was the knife? Three drops of tears came from the Malach HaShorosh with Shicha Sasaki. What's Shicha Sasaki?
I thought it went into Yitzhak's eyes. And that's what caused...
You can read, yeah, tell me if where it says it went into Yitzhak's eyes. I'm just reading this Midrash.
Midrash, no?
I'm just learning. There's many Midrash. I'm learning this one now.
I have sure never heard that it went into the knife. Into the knife.
Midrash, Reishis Rabba. Yeah, but I don't know what it means. Nosro Isholosh Damos Melach Hashorosh V'Shicha Sichas Hasakit. I don't know what it means. This is the Midrash you were quoting me. You wanted to give me a little nick. This is the same Midrash. This is the Midrash that says that the drops of tears fell on the Nav.
Whether that should be considered like blood. It's one of the seven types of liquid, no, that renders fruit tummy.
Well, I'm just trying to translate the words for now, just one. I'm glad to learn that. I'm glad to learn this Midrash. The Sakin Heichan Hoya, what's the Gemara asking? It says, Al Tishlach Yodcho. Ah, the Gemara is asking, what do you mean Al Tishlach Yodcho? It should say, now what's going on? Very nice. The Pasuk says, Al Tishlach Yodcho. The Yadcho wasn't the problem. It should have said, Al Tishlo Sakincho. Don't stretch out the knife. Who cares if he stretches out his hand? Where's the knife? The knife's the problem here, not his hand. Where's the knife? Now I don't know what happened. But then he said, let me strangle him at least. Let me. Right, you tell me I can't. I don't know what the dropping of the tears on the knife is. I'll try and work that out. But Avram Avinu says, okay, so let me at least strangle him. After these three drops fell on the knife or whatever, he couldn't use the knife. Possil the knife, maybe.
So he used the same knife on the aisle.
Could be that the. I don't know, something happened to the knife. We'll have to go find out what that is now. What happened to the knife? The bottom line is he didn't have the knife anymore. So he said, okay, he took away the knife, at least let me strangle him. As the Malach said, Al tishlach yodcho ala nar. Amalo itzim imene tipas dam, then at least let me just take out a little drop of dam. On that the Malachim said, Al ta'asa lo mu'uma. Al ta'asa lo mu'uma. Don't make a mum, don't make him into a mum. What's Altas lo mum umar? Don't make a mum. Let's take the Midrash. So let's just get the Midrash clear. We don't understand this little point here, but why does the Pasuk first of all ask, why does the Pasuk use a kefal noshen? Al tishlach yotche v'lo taso lo mu'uma. To say lo taso lo mu'uma. Because there was a session going on here. Somehow the knife wasn't available to Avram Avinu anymore because of the tears of the Malach HaSharos. Could be Al Zdini Tuma. I don't know what. Oh, so he said, fine, I'll strangle him then. He said, no, I'll tishlach yodcha, don't put your hand on the knife. So then he said, okay, let me give him a little, little snippet so he'll remember, a souvenir for the occasion. As they said, al ta'asalom huma, don't make a mum, don't blemish him bichlal. Let's just finish it quickly. B'divrei Chazal Eilu mitbayek ki Avram v'Yitzhak avinu also achonas gedoyles likriks ma'isa keida. Avram and Yitzhak obviously did enormous avoida. They put enormous amount of effort into their keida. Ha'teirem ha'richa b'kol prat b'kat shel ha'kavonas shel Avram avinu. And the Torah spells it out. V'chiboishes chamoirei. He saddled up his donkey. I need to know that. I care if he went to the donkey. With a saddle. On a saddle. Who on a saddle? V'chiboishes chamoirei. And he stepped the wood with it. The Torah tells each aspect. Why? Because each aspect of the Akedah was chavoni. He was saddling the donkey, not because he needed a saddle. The saddling of the donkey was the shame Akedah,
In the vort,
that every aspect of the Akedah is spelt out in the Torah to show you he was being mechaven for the Akedah every step he took. The Sotan fought with everything he had, not for them to go on Hara Moria. He made floods for them, they nearly drowned. With serious nefesh, sadly across Arcada. With total bilbul adas, they didn't even know where they were going. They didn't know what they were going. With complete confusion, but they went with dedication and kavana. What are you talking about? I spent the last 3 days, you know what levels I've reached? You know what levels of kavanah? You know how well prepared I am for this? Like you got this prize fighter, you spent the last 6 months getting ready for a fight. And he gets into the ring and he's waiting and he's all hyped up and whatever, and the other guy doesn't pitch. Oh, no, sick, he fell, he broke his leg. He didn't pitch. You're the world champion, well done, without throwing a punch. Now you think he goes to bed now? Ah, Baruch Hashem, he won the championship. Now he's good when he goes there. You're going to give him 5 guys to beat up that night because he's fired up, he's been preparing and waiting for this moment. You tell me now I can't fight? Le'elef Abdi'l-Lav Dolos. Avram Avinu and Yitzhak Avinu have been preparing and working and getting themselves ready for this moment. Now you tell them, don't do anything? What do you do with all that? I'm not talking about Chas V'Chalila, the muscle energy, but the spiritual energy, the avoidance Hashem you're about to do, the mysterious level, the darga you're about to achieve.
But isn't it also a demonstration to Am Yisrael? It's not about an end result. It's like a kid.
You 100%.
It's what you put into it.
100%. But we're trying to understand Avram Avinu at that moment when he's ready to do this and he's built himself up ready to do,
what does he do with it.
And Hashem says to him, Zel, stop. Hello.
Now what?
Hashem nimtz apostle b'korban. Maybe there's a korban here. Maybe there's an apostle. Maybe I'm not prepared properly. Shema lo hachines atzmoi k'roi. Maybe I did something wrong. Why is Hashem upset with me? He's not letting me do the mitzvah. Ulochen rotzal koponim la'akriv v'zitzak avinu ma'ati. He wanted to be makriv him a little bit, at least that I should know I did something right. La'aytzi mimenu tippas dam. Ach ha'korosh boch u'man ha'zois mimenu kifish balan. And we'll explain later why exactly what happened. You know yourself, you work hard for something, you prepare for something, you get there and it's cancelled or whatever. You know, even just like whatever, you're going to do something, you're going for a bidding at the doctor, you're a bit scared, you're nervous, whatever, but you suck yourself up and you get there and they say, no, it's been cancelled or it's been pushed off till tomorrow. You know how you feel, you're ready for something, they're no.
Deflating.
Oh, you feel deflated, you feel, what a, and then you've got to come back in another week, you've got to start all over again, getting yourself prepared and even everything. Anybody ever played cricket knows that feeling, because cricket gets washed out by rain on a regular basis. So you've been psyched up for this game and you're ready and it's the biggest enemy you're playing against and you can't wait to show them how good you are, whatever, and then it rains for 3 days. It's like, you just sit there watching it rain.
How do they play a game like that? It lasts for several days. There's got to be rain in between. There's so much rain there.
Sometimes so. Sometimes it depends where, how, what. It's only the Brits could invent a game that lasts 5 days. Gets rained out, and you can have a game that lasts for 5 days and ends without a result.
That's terrible. I just want to say that
the South Africans and the Indians would buy into that.